Mike, we're talking about diabetes. Often I hear about diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2. What's the difference?
That's right, Todd. There are two types of diabetes. There is. There's two types. There's type 1 diabetes and there's type 2. Type 1 is usually attributed to genetics. And generally, type 1, it can happen at any age, but it tends to happen when people are younger. And then what ha for some reason they still don't know why, but the pancreas, an organ in your body, it stops producing insulin, which is a hormone. And when that happens, you instantly become diabetic. And that's type 1 diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes, generally speaking, is because of diet-related issues. People who, tend to have maybe poor diets or tend to be very overweight. And again, I'm generalizing, of course. So there's probably very healthy, fit type 2 diabetics that can still get it. But generally, I think what happens with type 2 diabetes, this is just a theory, that you put so much strain on your pancreas to produce insulin for all the sugar that you're eating that it just stops. It just runs out of insulin. It slowly starts to slow down.
So basically, if you have a really poor diet and you eat a lot of sugar and you don't exercise, then you increase your chances of becoming
Definitely. Yeah, you're
diabetic.
definitely increasing your chances. That's for I'm sure of that.
Right. So I think these days, I think one of the biggest problems is probably soda. I know I drink too much soda. Being a diabetic, do you ever drink soda or sweet drinks or?
Well, of course I do, but like non-sugar sodas, so like Diet Cokes and those kind of things I'll
Okay,
drink.
right.
But of course, I mean, I drink fruit juices and but generally I drink more water or try to drink drinks that don't have a lot of sugar added in them.
Now, actually, if you have diabetes 1 or diabetes 2, is the result the same?
Well, actually, there's one major difference I didn't mention. Type 1 diabetes have to use insulin injections. They have to inject insulin to control the blood sugars. Type 2 diabetes often can take pills, so they don't have to inject themselves with insulin. So that's a pretty major difference, I think, psychologically, if you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes.
And the are the complications the same?
Yes, yeah, the complications can be the same, yeah, and
Like, can you explain what could happen?
Well, like what happened to me. Generally, what happens, the blood sugar clogs your blood vessels inside your body, and eventually it leads to things like amputations. It can lead to things like loss of vision. It can lead to all kinds of other health-related problems where, circulation is important. So, those are probably the biggest. Liver disease, or sorry, kidney disease is another big one as well. So people often lose their kidneys or their eyes, eyesight, or
It's
limbs.
terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty serious.
So the main thing to do to try to prevent it is to have a healthy lifestyle and eat a healthy diet.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, for type 1, I don't think there's much you can really do to prevent. If you get it, you get it. But definitely for type 2, that's a good thing to do.